Coming up on this bonus episode of the Locked On Bucks podcast, we are joined by New York Times bestselling author Lars Anderson to talk about A Season in the Sun, a book about the 2020 Super Bowl champion, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
You are Locked On Buccaneers, your daily Tampa Bay Buccaneers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, and welcome back to the Locked On Bucks podcast. I am Jim Jerko, joined as always by David Harrison. You can find everything that we are doing over at BucksNation.com. Make sure you follow along on Twitter at Locked On Bucks, at Jarko underscore Bucks, at DHarrison82, and at Bucks underscore Nation. Would like to thank all of you for making Locked On Bucks your first listen every day, and it is now available on YouTube. Make sure you head over to YouTube, check out the Locked On Bucks channel, and please, while you're there, go ahead and subscribe, and you'll get alerts to every video that is posted. Joining us now is a New York Times best-selling author. He's best known for books like Chasing the Bear, The Mannings, Dabo's World, The Quarterback Whisperer. He was a writer for Sports Illustrated for 20 years and is currently at the University of Alabama as a senior instructor in the Department of Journalism and Creative Media. On October 19th, his new book, A Season in the Sun, about the 2020 Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be released. Ladies and gentlemen, Lars Anderson. Lars, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much for joining us.
Really appreciate you guys having me on. Thank you.
Yeah, Lars, welcome to the show. And this is the second book that you've written along with Bruce Arians. You guys have teamed up on. I know you've done some other work with them as well. When did this relationship really start, and how has it been getting to know perhaps most interesting NFL head coach in modern NFL times?
Yeah, I mean, our relationship stretches back, I think, to 2015 or so, 2016. Just out of the blue, his agent slash really close friend, Mike Fetchko, called me. And Mike was familiar with my work from Sports Illustrated and some of the books that I had written. And I think Bruce was as well, and mentioned that Bruce was interested in writing a book and it'd be in his voice. And they wanted to know if I was interested. And of course, you know, I was going to jump at the chance. And this is when Bruce was the head coach of the Cardinals, was sort of thinking about getting out of coaching because of health concerns. And we were hoping to use the book as one legacy sort of thing, and also a way for Bruce to maybe bridge into broadcasting to see if he wanted to do that. And so for the Quarterback Whisperer, we ended up spending a lot of time together at his place, summer home in Georgia, as his wife Chris calls it, their forever home. Spent a lot of time with him out at training camp with the Cardinals. And I mean, one funny story, like, really, this was like the first night that Bruce and I really spent time together. And it was me and Steve Keim, who is the general manager of the Cardinals, still there. Cardinals doing very well, by the way. And and so they had like their own little suite. And Bruce sort of reprised his role as bartender, and it got later and later and later, and more drinks and more drinks. And it became like a test of manhood of who was going to stay. And, you know, team meet at like 6:30 in the morning. We went very, very late. So I see Keim the next morning at like 7. He's like, "Hey man, you got the stones? You gonna come back again tonight?" Of course I did, but that was my first introduction to Bruce, and just again, a coach like any other, and we had such a good time writing that book together. I mean, basically, it's just me interviewing him, and then putting words, his voice into a narrative. And, you know, again, spent a lot of time out in Reynolds Plantation, Georgia, a lot of time on the golf course, a lot of different restaurants, and got to know his family, especially his wife, Chris, who's just wonderful. Just got a text from her the other day saying how much she enjoyed the book. And so from that, we became close and we maintained our relationship. I would go and play in his golf tournament, which is a lot of fun. As Bruce always says, before the tournament starts, and basically there's like a different kind of alcoholic drink at every hole. He says, man, if you can't have fun at this tournament, it's your own damn fault. And so, kept that up. And then literally like the week before the Super Bowl, his agent again, Mike Fetchko, called me and he said, hey, if they end up winning this thing, would you be interested in trying to get something together? And so I called our editor, Mario DiPrito, who was at a different publishing house. He's at HarperCollins now. And I asked him if he'd be interested. And he said, yeah, absolutely. Let's see if they win or not. Because I forget how many point underdog the Bucks were. Not many people were giving them a chance. So they win. Monday morning, I get a call from, or I talk to Mauro. He's very interested, and it took a very short amount of time to negotiate a contract. And it usually takes me about 18 months to write a book, and I had to do this one in about 12 weeks. And so I basically just headed straight down to Tampa. I'm based in Birmingham, Alabama, which is where Bruce's daughter and son-in-law and grandchildren live. And so just drove down to Tampa, spent a lot of time with Bruce, spent a lot of time with Jason Light. And by the way, Jason, I'm from Lincoln, Nebraska, and Jason played football at the University of Nebraska. And believe it or not, we have a bunch of common friends. And so that helped sort of ease the relationship with Jason. And you guys know Jason. I mean, there couldn't be an easier general manager to talk to. And he and Bruce are just, man, they are cut from the same cloth. They're so fascinating. But the first like extensive interview was with Bruce and Jason, and really fun, the landing of Tom Brady, how they got Brady, how that all went down. And I think there's sort of new information in the book about that. And I think it's still, even though it's been, you know, a year and a half, I think people are still fascinated by why Tom. I'm buddies with Seth Wickersham, who just came out with a book on the Patriots, and I know it's doing really well. And he sort of delves into that aspect as well. And then from there, because of COVID, I met with basically the entire coaching staff at a little coffee shop right outside of One Buck Place for hours and hours at a time, and then took another trip down to Tampa to interview more people, a lot of phone interviews, went to BA's golf tournament right outside of Tampa, and man, just tried to put the narrative together as quick as possible. And I know I'm giving you guys a really long answer here, but one of the challenges in writing a sort of a season in review kind of book is you don't want to make it a recap game by game by game. And so I really wanted to sort of bring out the personalities of the different characters. And it's almost like a mini sort of profile biography on Brady. And just the relationship between, you know, they're sitting there at 7-5 at the bye week, what changed, what had to change in the offense. It was really stressful, but it was a lot of fun too, because just working with Bruce because Bruce is, as you guys know, he is unlike any other coach in the NFL.
More coming up with Lars Anderson, the author of A Season in the Sun, covering your Super Bowl champion, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And we're going to do that thanks to our friends over at DirecTV Stream. Let me know if this sounds familiar to you. You've got a device that lets you catch the game live, another one that lets you stream your favorite shows. You're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I'm going to tell you now, about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before. So you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes, no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part is there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package.
I listen to a lot of podcasts. I listen to a lot of audiobooks. So I've listened to The Quarterback Whisperer at least a half dozen times. I've already pre-ordered A Season in the Sun. I'm really excited to hear Roger Wayne read this. He's a phenomenal narrator and really good at that. And there's just so many great stories in this. But you kind of touched on it a little bit. I'd like to hear a little bit more. You've written a lot of books, New York Times bestseller. Was this one of the most difficult projects you ever had to take on because of the restrictions with COVID and having to conduct these things over Zoom calls and not getting to really interact with somebody one-on-one the way you normally would have?
Yeah, absolutely. And the time constraints made it very difficult as well, just because, again, 12 weeks versus 18 months. It consumed my life. And I had just finished a book on Dabo Sweeney. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but Dabo's World, just the release date was last week. And the release date for Season in the Sun is this week. So two books out sort of simultaneously. That's a suicide mission for a author. Plus with my day job, I teach at Alabama. But it was hard because also I wasn't there living in the moment. I wasn't there chronicling the season, you know, but one of the advantages I had was all of the Zoom calls that the players did throughout the season. Because it was sort of all recorded. No reporter really, as far as I can tell, reporter didn't really have one-on-one access to any of the players. And so that worked in my favor because I could go back and the Tampa staff was great. Nelson, the PR director there, is one of the best, if not the best, in the NFL, in my opinion. And he was very, very helpful. But it was by far the most challenging book. I mean, Dabo Sweeney did not participate in Dabo's World. When I wrote the Mannings didn't participate. But you can sort of get around that because you can just interview people that orbit in their universe and sort of, you know, peel back the onion on their personality, so to speak, through reporting. But for this, it was, again, trying to figure out what are the really interesting stories. And, you know, just one, like Ryan Succop, he was Mr. Irrelevant years ago, and that means he was the last player drafted. And I have some history of doing pieces on Mr. Irrelevant, and he became the first Mr. Irrelevant to win a Super Bowl. And, you know, in sort of getting into Ryan's story, and I don't know if you guys go, I know that there's been issues with kickers, right, for the Bucks, and you go back to Bruce at Arizona, and my God, he had issues with kickers, and he always just says, make the gimmies. And I know Ryan missed a gimme a while back, but you know, he's been very consistent. So, you know, I even get into Ryan in the book and Leonard Fournette and how Tom Brady played a role in recruiting Leonard and how Tom, played obviously a vital role in recruiting Antonio Brown and Rob Gronkowski and Rob wanting to be closer to his mom and you know, I'm sure the point wasn't lost on you guys that everyone who scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl was personally recruited by Tom. And so it's fascinating to me. And I know Tom may get too much credit because it's a very easy media narrative, because Jason and Bruce obviously played a huge role in getting all these guys to come. But there's no doubt that Tom, like, he plays, he's like, you know, assistant general manager. He's an assistant coach. and he's the starting quarterback. I mean, the role that he plays is absolutely unique in the NFL, and I would say perhaps in NFL history.
And like, I mean, just an interesting dynamic just going on in that team with the relationships and then the way you put the book together. I mean, this book, you kind of dip back into the quarterback whisper and bring some of those stories back to life a little bit. And they're, you know, that entire book is just a great story, but obviously some good moments to tie the two pieces of work together with Bruce. And then you mentioned the Fournette recruitment from Jacksonville. You kind of go back to Jacksonville in the moment that Leonard Fournette finds out he's not going to be a Jag anymore, and kind of how that brings him back to present day as you're reading the book. You really tie it all together really well. So how much of that was pre-planned, kind of the scientific part of building this story, and how much of that is just the arts that, you know, especially given the hurdles and challenges that you had with this project?
Well, I you're definitely right. I was fortunate that I know Bruce's story really well, and I was able to bring some of the content from the quarterback whisper, repackage it. And I've made my editor very aware of that. And I make a note of that in the book, that I pulled information from a lot of different places, a lot of different in the past. And, you know, I go back to like the 76 Bucks too. I wrote a long story in Sports Illustrated about the woeful 76 Bucks and some of the funny stories from that team, and put it in the context of how Bucks fans over the years have just come to expect the worst. And it's just all about sort of just trying to figure out, to put the puzzle pieces together. And you know, this is book number 12 for me, so not my first rodeo, and was able, I think this was the most, it was the most stressful book I've written, but also the most enjoyable, because the people were just so great. Todd Bowles, man, we had such a great conversation. That was over the phone, just about what he was able to do in the Super Bowl and sort of his history with Bruce. And I had actually was like sort of halfway through a book with Lori Locust and Maral, and that sort of fell apart, but I was able to use content from that. The fact that Bruce is this progressive coach that has, two full-time female, staff members on his staff, and the fact also that he has, you know, the offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, special teams coordinator, assistant head coach, they're all Black. It's the only time that's happened in NFL history. And, you know, Bruce obviously will tell you that that's just coincidence, because he just hired the most qualified people for the job. But and also just Byron Leftwich was great, and I mean, there's so many fascinating relationships on this team. You know, Byron and Tom, they go way back, and like they can, like I make this point in the book, like they can understand cultural references, like the Fresh Prince of Bel Air, right? That that, you know, a 23-year-old couldn't get, like if Byron was coaching him. And so they I believe Tom is like a little bit older even than Byron, but Tom, to his credit, he's just told Byron, hey, coach me. And it goes without saying that Tom Brady is one of the most fascinating figures in or out of sports, who's in the public eye. He's the most disciplined person in any genre, whether it be politics, and I've done politics, business, academia. He's the most disciplined person I have ever met in my life. And, you know, the fact he's in bed every night at 8 o'clock and the Bucks could always measure who is studying the playbook the most, right? They can literally, see who has it open. And it's every week it was Tom basically. And, you know, I also found the boat parade really interesting. Tom Brady, I mean, who else could do this, right? Tom Brady is clearly intoxicated and like, but yet that makes him a more endearing figure. It increases his popularity. And I think because you know what, it humanized him. And I'm telling you, like I've talked to people who weren't Tom Brady fans when he was in New England. Everybody thought he was just like this robotic quarterback, right? Who just wins. But now when he's been in Tampa, I think his personality has come out more. And I think the Tampa PR staff has done a really great job with those videos with him and Gronk. I forget what they're called. But, I mean, do you guys agree with that assessment that Tom has just sort of become – I'm not saying he's a different person than he was in New England, but the perception of him across the country to me has changed dramatically.
The rest of our conversation with Lars Anderson is coming up in just a moment. Of course, Locked On Bucks is free and available on all platforms. Thanks to friends of ours like Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar ever. If you haven't tried a Built Bar by now, you are missing out. They say it's a protein bar, but it does not taste like one. You have to try one of these amazing bars to believe it. Most protein bars are chalky, waxy, just plain hard to choke down. A Built Bar is soft, covered in 100% real chocolate. And when you bite into it, you know you're eating something different. It's more of an experience, one that you'll enjoy. In fact, you'd swear that you're eating a candy bar. Built Bars are low carb, low calorie, low fat, low sugar, high in protein, so they're healthy. All the benefits on top of just being purely delicious. There's so many flavors. Another great thing about Built Bar, all the mouth-watering flavors that are available. You know that I'm a salted caramel and a peanut butter brownie fan, but there's coconut, raspberry, mint brownie, coconut almond, double chocolate, cherry barcia. This month, Built is coming out with a new limited time flavor every 3 to 4 days. So you got to keep checking back at their website, built.com. So head over to built.com, use promo code LOCKED15, and you're going to get 15% off your order. Again, promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com.
This episode of Locked On Bucks podcast also brought to you by betonline.ag. After tonight's Monday night football game between the Buffalo Bills and the Tennessee Titans, we will officially be one third of the way through the 2021 NFL regular season. Football has been back and it has been more entertaining than ever. And BetOnline remains your number one spot for all your pro and college football needs with an all new updated site and interface, more odds, props, and contests than ever before. BetOnline.ag is bringing the action to you like never before. Head over to the website today. If you haven't already, sign up, make your first deposit. And when you do use a promo code Locked On, you'll get a 50% welcome bonus on that first deposit. Whether you're looking for action in basketball, football, baseball, postseason sports, hockey, boxing, UFC, your favorite Vegas casino games, whatever it is, don't wait. Take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Talk to Patriots media personnel and like the Locked On Patriots host here in our own network, and they've acknowledged it. They've said, "Wow, you're seeing a side of Tom that never got to be publicly seen while he was in New England. It just feels like a more." And I mean the title of the book, a Season in the Sun, kind of it's like the thawing of Tom Brady's personality for the public perception. Definitely a new side of it,
Could have used that line.
There you go. Yeah. There's more Gronk to Brady than I think maybe a lot of people really understood. And then same thing. I mean, there's a lot of Brady and Gronk's success as well. So the two kind of, you see why they're such good friends, getting to see their personalities put more on center stage, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And they have a very special relationship. And it was obviously, Gronk wouldn't be playing if didn't ask him to come back. And we all, I'm sure you guys saw sort of the video of of Rob breaking down after he was talking about how much pain he was in after the Super Bowl, and that just like football wasn't fun anymore. And he really seemed like sort of broken physically and broken emotionally. And as I mentioned in the book, you know, it's not like they worked out Gronk before they signed him. It was purely blind faith. And that's what Bruce said to Tom. Like, okay. And that's what Jason said as well, basically. Like, we're trusting you that this guy can still play, that he still wants to play, because they were skeptical. Because when that 1 year that Bruce was calling games for CBS, I think, CBS with Trent Green and Bryant Gumbel, or Greg Gumbel, they did some Patriot games, and Bruce remembers like seeing him on the field, and it's like he's wearing all his body armor. He can't get separation from even a linebacker or a safety, and he just looked like a broken down player. But, you know, Tom was like, hey, come down here, be close to your mom who lives, if I remember correctly, in Fort Lauderdale. And just, I mean, the weather, I think, is a huge thing. It was a huge thing in the recruitment. And, Rob is, you guys must love like interviewing Rob and talking to him, and it's like he's never had a bad day in his life. And I know Tom has joked, like, you know, if there is, if he could come back as anyone, it would be Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, well, and you dive into kind of some of those personal conversations between Brady and Bruce and Jason talking about Gronk, talking about Antonio Brown. You dive into some personal conversations between Jason Light and Bruce Arians and the whole Operation Shoeless Joe. But there is one particular, I wouldn't call it a personal conversation, but a private conversation between Tom Brady and the rest of his teammates ahead of the Super Bowl, and Bucs fans have been clamoring for that to become public, the speech that Tom Brady gave his team ahead of Super Bowl 55. They've been asking for video, audio, anything, and you do have a taste of that. How difficult of a moment was that to capture? It seemed like anyone who spoke about it said that was just for us, and it was their moment, and somehow you're able to give Buccaneers fans a glimpse behind the curtain. How hard was that to get a hold of?
I mean, I got it, I think, from three different people who were in the room, because the coaches had left, mm-hmm. if I remember correctly. So it was just the players. Yeah. And so I got it from three different people and pieced it together to the best of my ability. And, you know, it's brief, but very profound. And it was one of the few times all year that Tom said anything. And it's really amazing just how one player can change the entire culture of an organization. Because, I mean, what Bruce said to Tom as they were having that first conversation, And Bruce has said this many times, Tom picked the Bucs. The Bucs didn't necessarily pick Tom. I mean, they had done their research, of course, and Clyde Christensen had gone back and analyzed every single throw that Tom had made the previous 2 years, and told Bruce, man, he still got it. He just didn't have the talent up there. But you know, that Tom came in, and what Bruce said to him is like, we are really good, but they don't know they're good. And they need somebody like you to convince them that they're good. And you know, in writing, right? When I teach writing, you always want to show, don't tell. Show, don't tell. Paint the picture. Don't just say what happened. And it's almost the same thing with Tom Brady. Like, he didn't come in and say a bunch of stuff. He showed through his actions what it takes to win. And like, it got to the point where like nobody wanted to disappoint Tom. Man, you drop a ball. Oh, so sorry, Tom. So sorry. Won't happen again. You miss a block. Tom, sorry. Not going to happen again. Not going to happen again. And because of the profound respect all of the players have for Tom. And I mean, and Tom just wants to be one of the guys, of course. And I think in a lot of ways he is, and that's why he connects to the players and connects to, you know, the 45th guy, 46th guy on the roster, as well as all the starters. But yeah, I've never seen just one player completely do a makeover of an organization like Tom.
Yeah, absolutely. And a season of the Sun, like the Quarterback Whisperer before, definitely a book worth reading for any football fan. Buccaneers fans obviously can be a little bit more interested in a season in the Sun, but I think Steelers fans, Browns, Colts, Cardinals, Temple Owls. I mean, I think everywhere Bruce Arians stops, he basically draws a crowd and a cult following almost are going to want to check this out. You've written a bunch of books, like you mentioned earlier, and chronicled a lot of stories of some of the greatest and most celebrated personalities in this game and just around sports. Are you taking some time off now, or are you gonna relax a little bit, or is there a 2022 or even a late 2021 release coming up that we need to keep an eye out for?
I got some ideas percolating, but yes, I have taken. I'm putting my pen down, so to speak, for a little while, and I do a radio show with Jay Barker and Matt Coulter here in Birmingham, and doing that and enjoying it and teaching still looking for the next big thing. I had considered doing a book on Aaron Rodgers, but that would have been very challenging because of course Aaron wouldn't have cooperated. And I don't know if Aaron is a likable figure or not. I don't know if people want to read about Aaron Rodgers at this point. I'm shelving that idea.
I think even as a somebody that doesn't care for the Packers, I think Aaron Rodgers is such an interesting figure. Whether you like him or don't, there's a lot there that I think could be really interesting. So I'll be interested to see if you end up picking that idea back up later on down the road. Because you do such a phenomenal job with all the books that you've done. It would be a must read for sure.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. He's very eccentric, very smart. I'm good friends with Danica Patrick, his girlfriend. I wrote multiple cover stories when I was a Sports Illustrated on Danica. So I think Danica could give me some dish on on Aaron if I chose to go down that path.
Well, I would pre-order that right now if that's the case. But of course, A Season in the Sun is going to be available wherever books are sold beginning October 19th. Lars, thank you again so much for your time. It was absolutely fantastic to speak with you.
Yeah, very enjoyable talking to you guys. Thank you so much again.
Once again, thank you to Lars Anderson for joining us today. And honestly, I've read the book. They sent us some advanced copies. I cannot recommend it enough. If you're interested in getting the book, the link is in the show notes. It's in the podcast description, the YouTube description, all of that. Make sure you check it out. It's some phenomenal insight for all of you Buccaneers fans. But David and I are going to be back tomorrow. Thank you again for making Locked On Bucs your first listen every day. Make sure that you make your second listen the Peacock and Williamson NFL show. Brian Peacock and former NFL scout Matt Williamson give you the expert NFL analysis in less than 30 minutes. It is free and available on all platforms. You can check out everything David and I are doing over at BucsNation.com. Make sure you're following along on Twitter at LockedOnBucks, at JRCO_Bucks, at DHarrison82, and at Bucks_Nation. Hope you all have an absolutely outstanding day. Stay safe, stay healthy, wash your hands, be good to one another. We thank you so much for joining us right here at Locked On Bucks.